The Gary Sharp Show. Mailbag presented by Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill, home of the Big O Pizza and Char Buffed Wings.
That's right, George's favorite time of the week is mailbag time.
I just like the...
He gets to play his remix.
Yeah.
Chair dance back there. But more importantly, I get to answer your questions, folks. So, Georgie, let's get at it.
All right, team.
Oh, is this your wrestle ladies' music?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Io Shirai.
E.L. Shirai?
E.O.
E.O.
E.O. Shirai.
E.O.
Yeah. They call her the Princess of the Skies.
Oh, she does
a
flyer?
Yeah, she does a lot of high-flying stuff. She's got a beautiful backflip. Backflip? Yeah, it's like a backflip. It's awesome. Anyway.
You've got mail. All
right. So let's kick it off. This one is, as soon as I can get the tab open, this is great radio. All right, this one's coming from KG. KG said, since Verz is a betting man and a proven NBA fanatic, who would he put his money on winning the NBA championship this year?
An NBA championship?
Yep.
I got one horrible plan because I listened to George and said some Euro was going to come and save the day. He's probably even going to play.
Nurkic changes things for Portland. Anyway,
he ain't playing. To win the NBA championship, okay. If I think I want to guarantee as best I can, cashing a ticket, like I'd probably spread some money on the board. Like you put 100 on the Lakers, or just whatever. I started at 100. So,
okay,
100 on the Lakers, 100 on the Clippers. Probably I would throw 100 on Milwaukee as well. So I got the top three covered, so I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would throw, I would throw 50 out there somewhere, maybe on like Boston. If they could go on a heater. I don't trust Philly enough. Joel Embiid is too much drama for me. But I'm sure it's going to be a good drama at some point in time. Yeah, and I probably, well, I mean, I already got 100 on frickin' Portland. Yeah, that's probably how I'd play it.
Put 100 on Portland?
Yeah, because you said this guy was going to come back and they're going to be good.
Oh.
Not to win it, just to make the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. We're good.
But yeah, I would probably try to spread the board. I would get my big money dollar amounts on the favorites right now because I think it could get real chalky in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, LeBron has said he feels like he's playing back when he was like, 10 years ago. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a cool thing, too. And he doesn't go to a psychologist, but he talked about how he is just doing his own mental stuff on his own through meditation and kind of healing his own brain in that way. And he said, you know, I do all the stuff to keep my body in shape. Now I've got to do more to keep my mind in shape. So that was super cool. That was, I think it's coming up. It's a ESPN talk. But yeah, that was sweet. But yeah, that's what I do. I'd spread it around the board a little bit. High dollars on the top three. And then I'd try to find like three you know, and bet half that amount. I think I might cash something there.
Yeah.
Probably too much on the board to not cover myself, but hey, no risk, no reward.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
This one's coming from Peter. Peter said, Verz, you can only choose one position for the Huskers to improve next year. What position do you choose?
I choose them to get better at one position. Okay. So if we're freezing it in time, this unit is playing this way right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I think the defensive line made strides last year. And if they play at the end of the season the way they did to start next season, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did all right. I'm not going to pick on Adrian Martinez because now evidently he's walking around in a shoulder sling, which I don't know how I missed that all season, but evidently he's got a shoulder issue. On offense, it would be the line. Duh. And on defense, it would be the linebackers.
Okay.
Because I got to see more. They're just the signal callers. Of like the linebackers have to be prevalent, and they have to be the dudes of the defense. They just have to.
Mm-hmm.
Name me a good team that has bad linebackers, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Or when we go through his, and maybe I'm biased because I'm a Bears guy, or biased because when I was in Nebraska, I had great linebackers, mm-hmm. or biased when Bam was good because I had fantastic linebackers. That's just, that linebacker set has to be, they have to be the face, the torchbearer, the attitude, the image of your defense.
Right.
Same way I think Nebraska needs to get back to their offensive line being that. Guys were playing better at the end of the year last year, but they need to be much better than they are. That's all I got to say about that, George.
You've got mail.
I might use that as a drop. That's good. this is coming from Andrew. Andrew said, hey, Verz, I know you mentioned you are a soccer fan, even though you cheer for the wrong team in Manchester. Do you plan on attending many of the Union Omaha games for their upcoming season? Real quick, which Manchester team do you cheer for?
I'm a Man City guy.
God bless America. We can be friends. We're good.
Oh, you're a City guy?
No, I'm a Chelsea dude, but do not mess with United. Like, yeah. I'm not on the United front.
So Man City, back in the day, it'd be like the late 2000 or early 2000s. It would be on. Like, you know, you'd have TV on, and I would be cleaning the bar or cleaning the pizza place, whatever, and you'd just have noise on. But that time of day, it was like soccer. And I liked soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But then my buddy Ted Wright, he was in. And maybe it did start more. No, it didn't start more in the 90s. Oh, yeah, we were at the wrong end of the bar that time, yeah. We were still in the bar. We shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, this is my squad. And when Teddy had a few too many cocktails, he'd get this English accent. It was super funny. He'd start talking in an English accent. But then he told me, so we watched a couple of Man City games. It was pretty rough. There was a lot of red, like a lot of cards, like a lot of yellow cards. I'm like, okay, seems kind of rough. I kind of like it. You know, if somebody's like flopping, they'll go over and run their mouth at him. I'm like, okay, I can get down with this.
Right.
So that's how I got to City. But yes, I will be out to some of those games. I'm excited to see it. I want to. I go down and I watch some of the state soccer.
Uh-huh.
I haven't made it to any Creighton soccer matches. But yeah, I'm excited. I will be out of games. I don't know how many I'll be at, but I will definitely take a few in. But I hope that has a ton of success because the soccer community in Omaha is huge.
Huge.
Huge and growing.
Yes.
You know, there's a big need. There's still a need for fields. And hey, I will have a little bit of our offseason stuff for our offensive linemen. We'll be dribbling a soccer ball.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Because, as I said, movements that carry over to sport.
Yeah.
Short, quick, fast feet play everywhere, especially in the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may seem silly, but if you watch the girl on the treadmill with the cones.
Yes. So
there's a guy in the cone, and he sets cones, and she dribbles the ball around the cones while the treadmill is moving.
Which is nuts.
Those short, fast, quick steps like that, a little wider base for my guys.
Yeah.
But it's getting them to move their feet quicker, and it's a different thing than just like, hey, we're going to jump rope today.
Ooh.
So it's a different mode. But yeah, I'm working with our soccer coach, Justin Zabawi. He's going to get some stuff out there for me to. And it'll be funny because they won't be able to do it at first.
Oh, of course.
They'll evolve through it and get it. But yes, I will be out at games. I'd probably like to take in 3 or 4. See how it goes at first.
Hey, sign me up.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Shout out to Omaha Parliament, too.
Yeah, we should probably get some tickets for that.
No, I'm down.
Hey, Marty, what's up? Get some tickets.
Hey, Marty.
Marty.
That's all I have.
Press pass on this thing? Is credentialed the event? What are we doing?
Something, man.
Covering us for 1620 Zone AM. How are you?
Yeah, I'll just take a scarf and we'll go tailgating in the parking lot.
You've got mail.
This one is coming from Tony. Tony said, I love the hire of David Ross for to the Cubs. What do you think he will bring to the Cubs to help them win the division?
I think Rossi brings, not that the Cubs didn't respect Joe Maddon. I've said quirky managers run their course. When the Cubs were winning and, you know, you're going on the road and they're doing their dress-up days, all that stuff, everybody just looked like they're having a riot. And then it got toward the last year, and everybody was like, yeah, I have to wear this stupid thing on the plane, mm-hmm. and I have to go do this. They respected him as a player for the way he played and the effort he put in, the work he put in. They can mirror that behavior, right? Like, well, this guy that's our manager, he knows the work it takes. Not that you have to do this to be a successful manager, but they have respect for him already, and he has that fatherly figure to a lot of them, and the last thing a lot of us wanted to do ever was let our dad down. or let that, you know, grandparent down. So I see this being a good reboot for the team and for the organization, honestly, because the Cubs really took advantage of winning in 16. Mm-hmm. That 2-year hangover, 3-year hangover, it's a long hangover. There is a window on baseball players. Rossi knows that. I do still think they need to assess some things in pitching, or it won't really matter, or he's going to have to get real cute. But how I'm fascinated to see how he manages the game. I think he's a great baseball mind. You heard him in the booth when he was doing all that stuff for ESPN. So I'm excited for it. I think it was a good hire. It's a risky hire, being that it's his first time doing this. But I don't know. He couldn't have gone somewhere else and had that be the first time. He knows too many guys in that clubhouse. He knows what they're all about.
Yep.
And I like the fit, and I think it's going to win. And as always, go Cubs, go.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
This one is coming from Tim. Tim said, Verge, do you have an opinion on Lizzo wearing her thong to the Lakers game?
Listen. You be you.
Good question.
100%. You be you. Yep. You do what you want to do. Go out, get that money. Get them stacks. She can wear it. She shot her shot with Kat, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
She'd give him the once over on the court. Do your thing, girl. But my question, or my hang up on it, because there's exposed cakes there.
Yes.
My question, next guy in seat, or next gal in seat. say I got that seat the next home game. And I don't care who is in it. If your cakes are on my seat, I would do this regardless. But when you're taking me to my $10,000 seat, I'm going to look at the person ushering me up there. I'm gonna be like, did you get a rag out? And you just wipe that thing down to make sure that it's double clean. I'm happy to be sitting in Lizzo's seat as I want to be sitting in Lizzo's seat. Make sure that baby is clean. I'd like to see you clean it. It's not that I don't trust you. It's that I don't trust in general. But if you clean that off, but yeah, hey, shoot your shot. You be you. Do whatever you got to do to do that. But it was aggressive. It's an aggressive play, I'm not going to lie. Thing was in California. It wasn't cold or anything. It should be
for real, though.
But a bad deal.
Oh, man.
But yes, that would be my only hang up on that.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
This one's coming from Sean. Sean said, I'm well aware of Coach Tenneper's fondness of Busch Light.
Yes.
What's the most you've seen the coach take down?
Oh, God. Okay. So we had, God, I don't even remember. I'm terrible with years.
Yeah.
I just have memories. And sometimes my timeline gets off and sometimes they all merge together. But we had like an end of summer party. And I got two Tenneper stories for this. At Coach Tenneper's house. So Coach McBride was there and the defensive lineman. And Coach Tenneper, of course, had all the offensive linemen over. And all those who were of age, you know, you could partake. And I can't even guess. Like, I could not even guess how many there were. I just know that two of those big, like, 48 gal or not 48, whatever they are, the huge igloo coolers with the big white ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
There was one for the general population, which was us. There's one for the coaches, which was them. And it was a pretty equal race. Like, they did not shy away. The second one is we were walking on campus doing something, and McBride and Jennifer were driving around in the truck. And we were going to class, and they pulled over and like, what are you guys doing? Like, I got to go to class. You know, student-athlete thing you keep telling us that we are. And they had a cooler in the back, so they were just kind of busting around. And it was off-season, so it was just workout season, but yeah.
Right.
And so they were just buzzing around, have a couple pops during the afternoon. It's a good time to be alive, Georgie. It's a good time to be alive.
A lot of respect to you. That's a heck of a question.
You've got mail.
Real quick sidebar on that. I mean, yeah. I've got teammates. Like, I saw a teammate of mine from St. Paul drink a case of Blue Yummies by himself. And a teammate of mine from Seward drank a case and change
Oh my god!
By himself. Like Anheuser-Busch probably should have sponsored us. Like we kept them in business. But anyway, next question.
I can't even imagine.
Well, you get these big human beings though, right?
True.
And you got this, like you grab a Busch Light can, it looks normal. I grab it, it looks kind of normal. Mm-hmm. Some of my buddies grab it, it looks like a thimble. They're like, next. Right. And they just go.
Oh, man.
Then, you know, you're getting into weights and, it's just. We didn't shy away from fun. Let's put it that way.
Which I respect. I got two more for you. I don't know how much you're going to know on this one, though, but Ryan wants to know, hey, Verse, Nick Cannon or Eminem?
Eminem. Yeah, I'm in. Team M.
You're in?
Can't wait to. Now, I'll admit, Machine Gun Kelly kept that thing a lot closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly did it better.
He did good.
He did it better.
I don't know if he did it better. He did good.
In comparison to Nick.
Yeah, Nick Cannon just is too. And I love Wild and Out. Like, I'll watch Wild and Out on MTV.
Oh,
I think
so
the
good.
Creativity in that is hilarious.
Even if it's scripted, I don't care. I'm with you, yeah.
Oh, you're in team and scripted?
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do think of that. So I was like, even if it
That's
is,
fair.
It's still creative. It's great.
You still got to go out and execute that.
Exactly.
But for me to take, like, Nick Cannon serious as, like, a battle rapper, like, that just. Like, I mean, my man, it's just, no. I can't do it. Now. Crazy respect for Nick Cannon.
Yes.
Made a boatload of money.
Oh.
Like producing and even post Mariah.
Yep.
But he's doing his thing. But yeah, you just. Eminem isn't the one I'd pick. I'd maybe start with a couple warm up guys.
I agree 100%.
Like with Mike Tyson boxing, you just hop in the ring with Mike Tyson. You got to fight Flamingo Joe and you got to fight all the rest of them.
Like you said, a couple warm up. Like this fight that Bud Crawford's got this weekend.
Right.
Need a warm up fight.
Right. Let me get me loose here. Make sure I'm still good. What do you mean? Hey, I take offense at that.
What?
I don't know how much you know about this.
Well, I didn't know. I know.
George, I am a product of the late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
Okay? When rap ran rampant through the suburbs.
Yes.
Because we all thought we were a bunch of hardos because we listened to rap. And Two Live Crew and NWA. Uh-huh. And all of them. So we thought we were the dudes. So yes, I know rap, George.
Well, it wasn't a, you kind know, of, rap.
It was.
No, it was. Wasn't. It had nothing to do with it. I knew you messed with Wu-Tang.
I didn't judge when you said you like heavy metal.
Yeah.
Judgerson over there.
Oh, no. I just didn't know how current you were. If you had heard the diss tracks from Nick Cannon.
So now you're calling me old.
No.
George. Go to the next question.
Next question.
All I have to say
about that.
Jesus.
Next question. You've got mail.
I really like this question. Mary said, it's the end of the decade. Can you name your top three things that you've done this decade?
Top three things that I've done this decade. One of them is... One of them is I'm proud of what Terman and the crew has accomplished at Omaha Scott Catholic High School.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a hell of a run. I mean, we've been to 7 straight semifinals, 6 of the last 7 state championships, and we've been lucky enough to win 4 of those. So that's one of them. The other one is that I've kind of come to... I've got to a space where I was kind of pissy for a long time. I was in a bad headspace, and that was really frustrating because it wasn't me. I try to be, you know, a positive guy, and there were some. I live by the motto that I learned at an investment firm that I worked at: if you can't feel it, fake it, and if you can't fake it, F it. So there were some days where I had to come in here and fake being happy. Today it's just a lot more of me being in a better headspace. And then that's led to something personally that I'd rather not expand on that. I don't like to bring my personal business out here. But, yeah, those would be my top three. Yeah. The football thing's always cool. And then getting right in my brain, which takes a while. It really took 45 years. And then some good stuff personally that's happened to me recently here in life. So, yeah, life is good.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All right, last question here. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go to the phones, though.
Okay, I saw that. Well, I'm going to the phone now.
Oh, yeah.
Last question.
Yeah.
Last question of the mailbag. We're going to go to the hotline, and we're going to talk to the one, literally the only, Hot Chick Jeff. Jeff, what's up, bud?
Hey, Verz. Thanks for taking my call. Just had a few minutes to call in. I have a quick question. We all know chicks love to basically have fruity adult beverages and not just your typical Budweiser, Bud Heavy. When you were in your college heyday, what was the top two to three adult beverages that women preferred that would kind of make the guy look good and kind of impress the girl? And I guess just remember, Hot Chick Jeff lives and more every Monday.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call, bud. What was it? Oh, Sex on the Beach, which I don't know if the kids are still drinking that to this day.
It is good.
Sex on the Beach was always a good one. There are a bunch. All of a sudden, somebody had a bunch of varieties of Long Islands. So there was like a blue Long Island and a red. Like, so that was another fruity one. What else do we pour a lot of? Tequila Sunrises. There was a couple gals that drank the Tequila Sunrises. At that time, there wasn't enough for them to drink to make me good looking. Like I saw Cluster Johnson. Here's a quick funny story. I saw Cluster Johnson, and he looked at me, and I think Damon was there too. And he looked back at me and goes, "My man," he's like, "from the way you looked in college," he goes, "you have come so far." I was like, "What?" He goes, you were ugly. He's like, "you are not good looking at all." He goes, "you're a good looking dude." He's like, "thanks, I think." I was like, what? But if you ever want to know the free flow of information from the fellas back in the day, that's it. He just did, like, right in front of old DB. He's like, "man, you have really impressed, like, you have aged well." And that was what he said. "You have aged well. Because where you started..." He goes, "it wasn't good." I was like, "Jesus, dude, I'm standing right here. This is one of the few times I find you say this behind my back. Like, don't say it to my face. I'm good with it." But yeah, so those would be the one. Sex on the Beach, a little Tequila Sunrise, and a Long Island iced tea. Always guaranteed to make ugly people like me look way better.
That's all I had to say about that.
And to Zach, who was on our the JTech Construction.
Yeah, you don't want zone to smoke, George.
He said Verz versus George on the Crawford undercard because George called Verz an old man ding ding. Hey, I'm one wing down. That can't happen.
I'll let you get healthy.
Give me 4 months.
I'll wait.
Give me 4 months and at least a month at Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping.
Uh-huh.
Six great locations around the Omaha area.
Now we got all... Okay, now we got stipulations.
That's all I got for you, mailbag wise.
Just came at me. I don't know if you know about this old guy, but yeah, there's a new beef out there. Nick Cannon and Eminem. Like, yeah, I know. Eminem will slaughter him.
Oh, and he will.
Yes.
He will.
Oof.
Oh, I can't... But here's what I will say. After hearing the diss tracks... Well, not... I don't even care about hearing it. Nick Cannon's dudes that he's gotten those, those are some real battle rappers. And I enjoy watching battle rap on YouTube a lot. And Charlie Clips is one of my favorite battle rappers ever.
Oh, the guy that's on Wild 'N Out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just went against Roan.
So Clips and Roan went together?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. You got to go find that.
So the one that just happened is like this past weekend?
Yes.
It was Clips and Roan. I knew Roan was coming
might
out
have been two weekends ago.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that one. I knew Roan was coming out of retirement.
Roan ate him up.
Really?
Ate him up. Yeah. You have to go find it. I wouldn't lie to you, Georgie.
Verz.
Never lied to you.
I didn't know it was against Clips.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in.
The Canadian dude.
Yeah. Wait.
Clips is a Canadian dude. Roan's from Philly.
No. Sharon is a Canadian dude.
Oh.
Which is still a good matchup.
Yeah, that was what that was.
Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's
we like to say white, but yes.
I was trying to be. I'm trying to be politically correct over here.
No need. You already called me old once. You just might as well. Hey, cracker. So two crackers went at it on a rap battle is what you're saying to me.
Right.
All right, we'll be back with more Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.